Welcome everybody to Starship Activation. The Shakti Activation Starship is about to accelerate on its journey and accelerate into the next dimension, the next frequency. So reaching the finish line is the beginning step, is knowing in our own hearts and our own minds and our own energy bodies that we are light. And so we can imagine that as if we're bubbles of light. So the more we feel that we're buoyant and filled up with the light, it's the lightness that will actually carry us across the finish line of identification with 3D, which is, to me, which is signified, which is known by identification with form as opposed to identification with the light of formlessness or the light of our divinity or the lightness of being, the unbearable lightness of being, where we feel the light is almost, it goes between an unbearable burden when we feel trapped by 3D or trapped by illusion or trapped by the world of form, into when we become lighter within our own beings, our own 10 bodies, moving into the mastery position of 11, where we're identified with the light, with our own divinity. And then that lightness of being, because of the, we become what we identify with. That's why on our altars at home and when we go into any church or temple or religious place where they have all kinds of pictures of inspirational things, whether it's stained glass windows or high ceilings or pictures of deities, so that we can start to identify with the forms that are infinite. So we're moving into being able to experience our identity as infinite, which is our divine nature. And Yogi Bhajan likes to say, talk about us being part animal, part human, and part divine. So crossing the finish line and not being trapped in the illusion of the density of matter of 3D is this experience of lightness, of our, where we start literally floating into the higher dimensions. And then we don't want to basically identify with the lower density frequencies, whether it's drama, where people are getting all emotional about everything, about, you know, whatever it is, people around us, people in stores, turn on the TV, it's all drama. And that's identification with being emotional, fluctuating, animalistic, instinctual rather than intuitive beings. So when we can practice our deep breathing and when we can balance the fluctuations of the mind from emotional to devotional, then we're able to move into that experience of connection with our own divinity. And when I was gone last week, I was out in the country, and I was near a natural hot springs called Hakumba Hot Springs. And there is a hotel there where they have the hot springs piped into a couple pools and a jacuzzi. It's been closed for, I'd say, over a year because it was sold, and they have new owners reopening it, actually, in a few days, which I'm really excited about. This spring water is so pure, and they don't put any chlorine or anything in it. So we happen to be in a place where you could be in that spring water outside of this resort. And when I was sitting in that spring water, it was early in the morning. We left when it was dark to go to this place where we could sit in this pool of water. The sun was starting to rise. The light was permeating the darkness. It was that beautiful ambrosial sunrise energy. And I'm sitting in this receiving the blessing of the divinity of the spring water. And I felt so much light flowing through the water, and I was actually seeing this image of the divine light, like the Christ light, where the light is so pure, and it was coming through the water, and I was being shown that the living waters, and we talked on other calls in the past about the power of the living waters and Dr. Emoto and things, I was experiencing the life that was coming through this flowing waters. And I was experiencing that my light, my divine light, was being activated by this medium of the fluid of the light, was the divine Christ light was being held in these waters, and it was just purifying me, and it connected me with the flow of my own divine light. And it was an activation. It was a Shakti activation moment, everyone, where that divine light was permeating all my bodies, my physical body, my mind, so I could get aligned with the flow of the divine light. It was a very powerful moment, and I was further inspired now that it's starting to get warmer, and Arita and I have been talking about this since last year, to have our Shakti activation retreats at these different places where we can activate this flowing, living, divine spring water. Even outside of New Mexico, Ojo Caliente is a beautiful place to meet, where we can be in this light and do our Shakti activations and have our Portal for Mortals retreat. So I was really excited to have such a wonderful, powerful experience in that spring water. And I was being shown that everything in the universe is light, just in different forms. So matter and structures are basically frozen or trapped light. And when we can start to free up the flow of the structures, and we talk about astrology, and we're in this time of Pisces, all this Pisces energy that we've been discussing is awakening the flow of divinity. So trapped light is starting to be broken up, certain forms, and you can look at the news or read anything on the internet about the banks, and RBS Bank in England was closed, and people couldn't get their money out of the ATM. So that's a big structure, these monolithic structures that we've been totally controlled by the bankers, the banksters, whatever you want to call it, you want to play around with it, people that have had held, like literally captured the light, so it wasn't flowing for the good of all, because the divine wants to flow into every particle, every cell, every being, every form. And that is the Aquarian age. It's the freeing up of energy so that anybody who wants to, who has the desire to use this particular time period to become self-realized or enlightened or in the stage of self-mastery, has access to enough divine frequency to activate their own being, their own cells, their own body, so that we literally become the activation, the light of the Christ, the light of the divine, the light of Guru Nanak, the light of Guru Ram Dass, however you want to say it, the light flowing with the light of our master teacher, Yogi Bhajan, however you want to say it. So these frequencies of light are coming through, and they're penetrating these dense forms that aren't fluid, that don't serve, that don't spread the light. Let me put it this way, that don't spread the light to everybody. So if it's, you know, as we're saying, like a corporation or a bank where they keep all the profits for themselves, and then they, on the backs of, the broken backs of people laboring for, you know, a dollar a day or whatever, if there's an imbalance, it's going to be exposed. And that's what living with the divine, becoming self-realized is. It's a balance of allowing the flow of divinity, experiencing the light of divinity coming into us with each breath. And then on the exhale, letting go of any restrictions to us flowing with what we're experiencing, with what we're feeling, because it feels so good to be free-flowing. Freedom is flow, flow with the divine. It feels so good to be released from the heaviness, from the bondage, from the identification of that which lowers us, lowers our vibration, enslaves us, enchains us, and it feels so good to float with the divine. So knowing our divinity, living in our divine self, has to do with flowing with the divine. It's not a static state. It's a kinetic state, which is the feminine. And all this Pisces energy that we've been talking about, the astrology, is here to free up the Shakti, the Adi Shakti, the Shakti activation, to free up the flow of the divine, the flow of the Shakti. So these are moments when people can be conscious and use them, that we're being flooded with so much light right now, that whatever's stuck in our own psyche or whatever mind patterns we get into us that keep us from opening our heart chakras, this is the time to just keep surrendering and be devoted to the light. And in any actions, anything that we want to bring forth, we can feel, is this uniting us with the whole, because we are chips off the old hologram, as my favorite sacred psychologist used to say, Narayan Singh. So when we can feel that we are the handmaidens of the divine, whatever we want to say it, the Shakti activators of the divine, the liberated, when we are expressing the light through our every breath, through our every action, we know that we're flowing with the divine. Now we can experience our wholeness, that we are perfect and complete within ourselves. We're not fragmented. We're not separated. So karma from dharma is just that feeling in our bodies of connection with the divine, rather than being misled by our senses, our tattvas. Rather than being here in physical form to satisfy every creature comfort available, we're not here to satisfy our sex organs or our sexual desires. We're here as creative beings. So in every moment we can be creative. We can be part of the creation, and we can also allow the balance with whatever part of our senses we can be connected with in balance. And that's where we talked about the balance of the tattvas and that focus on identifying with the ethers. So you can look around and see, you know, in the world around us, and notice in yourself, when you're feeling connected with the whole, when you're experiencing your holographic self, your divine self, your soul essence, there is that experience of eternity, that is experience of infinity, there is that experience of immortality. And that desire to live a long time is beautiful when it's identified with, when it's merged with the truth that we are eternal, immortal beings on the soul level. Then we can work on our body, on our health, and desire to live a long, healthy life, and we can also use our physical body to purify it more and more so that we can choose to merge with the light, to ascend into the light, and activate all the cells of our body into the light. So now we've got a connection with immortality, so we don't have to feel tormented by the fear of death. And Yogi Bhajan used to talk about all fear is the fear of dying. And what really dies? Yes, we have cells in our body that are dying every day, but to be identified with that, what makes us immortal and eternal and healthy in our physical bodies is our identification with the divinity. Then that, and our actions that come out of devotion to the light that we're breathing in, the light that created us. So it's not blind devotion, like, okay, I'm just going to go to church every day and be devoted. It's that actual experience of the connection of the light that comes into our beings with every breath, and that is that flow. And when we follow the flow of the divine, the direction of the flow of the divine, so that the next breath that comes in, we feel more expanded, we feel more light. Now we know who we are as eternal beings, and now we're living, not creating more karma, but we're living in the flow of Dharma. We're living beyond karma, and now we're living in that state of freedom. So the whole Kali Yuga, the Piscean Age, has been an age of bondage, an age of limitation, but it's also been a test. Can you be in this really seemingly frozen form and remember your divinity? So this is that moment where all of our memories can get freed up and we can remember our soul. We can remember our soul frequency. So again, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, just remember the day you're born, and now you know your soul frequency, and so you can work with that, keep working with that. So we have many tools and technologies given to us by our master to remember our soul frequency and to feel the peace that comes with that union with the divine, with our divine selves, and remembering during all this Pisces energy that it's a flow, getting reconnected with the flow of the divine. So that's the time we're in right now. And we had that new moon in Aries yesterday, and we've got Mars moving into Aries. So this is a time, if you want to bring something into the world, you want to start a new project, you want to start a new adventure, you want to start a new dream, with this new moon and now this Mars-Aries energy, we'll finally be able to move forward. So I started thinking about my... thinking about our Shakti activation journeys to different hot springs. So I'm putting that out and allowing myself to see how the divine wants to actually make that happen. So I really feel what Arit shared really also was just perfectly in tune with what the message that we're bringing through today, experiencing our wholeness with the divine. So let's just go ahead and everybody breathe and breathe, breathe, breathe. Just see if you can breathe in some God, Goddess light bubbles. And exhale so you can feel that complete union of your divine self integrated into the physical plane. So just try that for a couple minutes. There you go. Nice. Nice. Good. 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 Okay. So we're going to go into that feeling of unity with the divine. That the oneness, the Ekaṅkāra. Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to chant the Ekaṅkāra, and we'll chant that for a few minutes, and then we'll reconnect.